Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of the Banana Slam Jaren podcast. It's been a little while. It's been, what, like 2 weeks approximately? Honestly, if we're doing it every 2 weeks, that's pretty decent, man.
It's solid in my opinion.
Yeah. So what are you up to, man? What have you been doing? This is me and Monkey's way to catch up with each other here.
I've been playing so much Rocket League.
Rocket League?
Yeah. Like 10 to 12 hours a day of Rocket League. I've been playing so much Rocket League.
Are you any good?
I mean, I'm getting better. I'm definitely not good anymore yet. But
wow.
For people who know Rocket League, I went from like gold one to diamond one in the span of like a week and a half.
Is that like 2K to 3K or what is this?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the equivalent of probably 2 medals in Dota.
Wow.
Probably like what's the third lowest in Dota? Like Crusader?
I think Crusader. Yeah, I think it's Herald, Guardian, Crusader. Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably be like Crusader to what's 2 up? Legend.
Archon. Maybe.
So just to give you some context, that's probably what I've done.
I see.
I don't even know the Dota ranks in the lower tier.
Yeah, nobody actually knows anything about those except for the people that are stuck in them. So means you're pretty bored of Dota or what, my friend?
I mean, TI qualifiers just happened. I just wanted to, you know, take a break. And I mean, I also like wanted to get good at a different game so I could like stream it.
Oh, so have you not been streaming it this whole time at all?
Yeah. I haven't been streaming at all. I'm just,
wow.
Because like for me, when I'm learning a new game, if you stream it, then chat is just like always telling you what you're doing wrong, and it's like I already know what I'm doing. Like I know I'm not good.
Monkeys, I feel like they do that when you're rank 120. They still do that.
No. But I mean, like, you know, I have to be able to process what I'm doing wrong for myself before I just have a bunch of people like laughing at me and telling me.
So you're saying it's because you can't defend yourself.
Well, I mean, how can I defend myself when there's like hundreds of people? Yeah.
Well, no, what I'm saying is like in Dota, at least like, you know, since you're high rank, you can like refute their statements. But like, if you suck at the game, then if they're telling you how bad you are, you have to kind of just like take it. And that doesn't feel good.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, like I'm still really bad. Don't get me wrong. It's just like I wanted to be better than, you know, the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
When I started streaming.
Did you read my stream title today?
I did. I actually thought a patch came out, and then I checked Reddit, and I was like, well, fuck you, VSJ.
This has been my payback for the last 7 years of my chat debating the fuck out of me whenever a patch is looming. Part of me thinks Valve's just going to announce like 5 days ahead of time, hey, there's going to be a patch on Tuesday, you know? And so even though we're all like anxiously awaiting this patch, it's just going to like be told to us a week ahead of time. So the day we find out about it, we're actually going to wait like another week.
I mean, we kind of talked about it before. Like, I think a letter patch will happen, but like people are getting way too hyped about like this magic pat, like it's literally gonna be maybe like 20 nerfs to like the OP heroes and items, and that's it. Like Dota isn't you really enjoy the popsicle there, man.
But like I was seeing how long you could go with a serious tone.
You didn't last very long.
But like, we just had TI qualifiers, and TI is going to be on the same patch as TI qualifiers, because that would just be unfair to the teams, right? Because, like, they qualify for the biggest tournament of the year on this patch. They're not just going to, like, go up and change Dota before, you know, a $40 million tournament, just completely screwing over all of the teams. So, like,
So what if they release the biggest patch of all time? How many people are going to pull this clip from the stream?
I mean, like, you're welcome. I feel like there's just no chance they do that. Like, historically speaking, Valve just doesn't do that. TI has played on the same path. I mean, I guess this year is the first time that TI is in, what, October rather than August? So, like, true. It is a longer time frame, but I can't imagine that they would cuck over all of the TI teams like that. Because, like, all the TI teams right now, they are working their asses off to, like, you know, come up with their play style and own personal meta and, like, what they're going to bring to the table at TI and, like, how they're going to execute and everything. And if there is just, like, a random big patch, then all of them would be like, well, all that prep we put in out the window. I mean, like, to an extent, right? Like, obviously, like, you know, you can still play the map similarly no matter what heroes there are and stuff, but...
It's very true. Very, very true. I hope that there's a patch somewhat soon, just because it's the same heroes every game.
Yeah, you know? I mean, again, I expect a letter patch to, like, nerf TB, Medusa,
Dragonlance.
Axe. Yeah, Dragonlance. Like, what else are, like, meta here? Are the spirit heroes still Nyx? OP? I don't. Yeah, Nyx is, that's a good one.
Wyvern, Hoodwink,
yeah,
Timbersaw.
I don't even see too much Timber right now. Well, I mean, I haven't played for the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, says the guy that doesn't play Dota.
I still watch Dota.
Huck, Aeon Disc.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely expect Aeon Disc to get nerfed.
Lion
is buying or being purchased, like, way too frequently.
It is. For me, I just want to mix it up. You know, TA. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. Anything that mixes up. My boy Slark, he's been dead in the water forever. My boy Battle Fury.
I mean this patch isn't going to change those things. That's what I'm saying, BSJ. Like, Slark needs more than a letter patch to be viable.
You take that back. You take that back, you fucker.
I know when Slark becomes viable again, you're gonna win a major, BSJ, right?
Cobium, question mark? But yes, that is factually correct. Okay. So I'm gonna have to take a second. So I got Popsicle on me. Okay. Yeah. So I dropped it. You saw that. I saw a paper towel over there. And I reached over for it, and I wiped my face, okay? And that paper towel was the paper towel that Kali used to serve me bacon a few hours ago. So that didn't work. So I got to be right back, because I literally just wiped bacon all over my face. I'll be right back.
A few moments later.
He's literally playing Rocket League while I'm trying to get him to do this podcast. So
I had to appear offline on Steam when playing Rocket League because people would keep messaging me and, like, you know, the little, like, Steam sound, like the beep or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting so, like, I would lose focus every time I heard it. I'm like, fuck this. I'm off Steam for like a week. I don't want to hear this shit anymore. Because okay. All it was people flaming me for playing Rocket League. Like, I don't. What's everyone's problem? I just want to play Rocket League.
My favorite is so I don't know if you ever do the Twitch bounties, but I've been trying to get those in. They're just like before. They're just like a nice little bonus check. They, you know, it's a little sponsorship through Twitch, guys, where you get to play like a game or something for an hour, and they pay you a little bit, and. Every time I do them, my chat just guilt trips me. They're just like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you playing Dota? Wow, this is how low BSJ will stoop in order to make money. And it's like,
how dare you?
How dare you?
Your time playing Dota 2 for my entertainment, BSJ. I should be able to open up Twitch at any time, any day, and you should be there playing Dota 2.
What do I not pay you for? Is exactly what I envision those guys saying in their head right now. But yeah.
The only bounties I've usually done are like the movie trailers.
Oh, those are nice.
Because they're literally like 30 seconds, and then you talk about it for 30 seconds, and then you get like you know, whatever the payout is, and it's just easy.
Yeah, dude, those are the best. It's just like, yeah, here's a quick little bonus check for watching this 3-minute movie trailer that you might have even watched on YouTube at some point. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, those are good.
I feel like they don't even check like the completion of them. Like they, I feel like, because there's
no, they 100% check. They 100% check, because on my first couple, I don't know what I did wrong, but I did something wrong, and they let me know. They were like, they said something where like, if you do this again, you know, you'll get strike two for doing bounties. You know, you got to be careful.
Wow.
It's not like a ban on Twitch or anything, but it's like, we're not going to pay you if you don't do these properly. So I
guess I've just always done them properly.
You've just done them properly. I could probably dig up that email. That was probably a year or two ago. Somebody in my chat is saying Nax is out, which is like the most ancient Hearthstone meme. Why are you spamming a Hearthstone meme in my Nax, Dota chat? In my Rocket League chat.
Or what was it called?
Nax Ramas, I think. Yeah,
was it Nax Ramas?
Yeah.
Because that was when I actually played Hearthstone. Like, when,
yeah, that was literally like the second patch of Hearthstone. And Hearthstone's like 20 patches in at this point. That was like five years ago. Got to give him props that he's digging up the memes from the grave. Rocket League patches out. Hepo Dance. Oh, man. Okay, so I'm not going to lie to you, Monkeys. Bulba told me that the patch is going to be out this week. And I'm heartbroken. I feel betrayed and lied to.
We're only 4 days into the week?
I am taking it out on my chat, though. My goal is to become rebranded as the boy who cried patch. That is so like eventually my title is literally going to say patch is out, boys, and it's actually going to be out. But I managed to clickbait all of these viewers the entire time leading up to the patch. So I was getting more viewers than I should because people thought the patch was out. And then once the patch is actually out, by that time, nobody's going to watch me, Monkeys.
So you're doing the Mason strat.
The clickbaiting or the nobody watching me strat? Because I feel like...
Well, I mean, obviously the clickbaiting, not the nobody watching.
I wasn't sure if you were flaming the shit out of Mason there.
How can I flame Mason? He has, what, like 8,000 viewers or something?
Maybe.
6,000? I don't
know. Honestly, like, viewer count's just a number, so it doesn't actually matter.
True.
It really is just a number.
Just like MMR. Wise words of Dendi.
Ask Kyle to tweet that the patch won't come out for a month. The reverse Kyle curse, that's stooping down pretty low. That's bottom of the barrel. That is a reasonable plan, but at this point, you know, I'm kind of just like emotionally preparing for the patch, but I'm also getting ready to leave, Monkeys. You're not playing Dota with me, and I'm about to leave. You're not going to play Dota with me, man.
I can play on EU servers with you. I don't get like that bad ping to EU. I just prefer to not play EU. I get like 90 to 100. It's acceptable. It's just I don't want to play on EU all the time, you know, because then... And then I get used to bad ping, and then normal ping feels weird to me, and then it's just...
Can I talk about a real-life struggle that I've been dealing with ever since Colly and I relocated before I go to Europe?
Is there internet shit?
So, at the old place, we had Verizon Fios, okay? And when we moved here, the person selling Colly the apartment told her they had Verizon Fios. And we get here, and they don't have Verizon Fios. Okay? They don't have it. They don't have it. And so when I was at the old apartment, when I was at the old apartment, I had 8 ping.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah.
That is like...
I get that 10 is to 12.
Single-digit ping, Monkeys, okay?
Yeah.
And I now have 16.
Oh no.
That is literally
double.
They literally doubled my ping.
Oh no.
I actually don't know what to do about it. It is like, I've been trying to adjust, and people are wondering why I'm rank 120 rather than like what I used to be, you know, like rank 30 or 40.
You have the answer right there. Like,
yeah, no, like I'm literally playing on double the delay that I used to play on. So I'm going to be like twice as bad. I mean, it's just quick math.
That is how it works. Quick math.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I mean, that's just factually correct, if you ask me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Layla's has the equivalent of 20K MMR if he actually played on no ping. So that's like,
true.
Yeah.
I mean, Lelis at TI is going to be, I don't know, he's going to be another monster.
Dude, I'm looking forward to it. I love how his hero pool is like all ping friendly heroes.
Like Tide and stuff.
Yeah, like Nature's Prophet.
Just sit in front and walk at them, teleport around the map, avoid the enemy.
It really is, not though. You got to respect them.
Not Brood, though. They got eliminated at the Major playing Brood against Vici.
Let's be honest, Monkeys. If that was you playing Brood, they would have won that game.
Oh, they absolutely would have won. There is actually two distinct moments in that game where Lelis just like absolutely bonked a team fight, and I'm just like, Lelis, no! Like, they literally. I remember this so vividly because I was watching that game and I was really rooting for Quincy. Like, I really wanted them to win. And there was this team fight near Roche. They were up like 12K or something.
They were up so much. It was minutes into the game, dude. Yeah,
it was like 12 or 14K. Vici walks up. Like, they have a ward on like the high ground near Roche, in between Roche and the mid-tier one tower. Quincy has a ward on that high ground. And Lelis has like webs surrounding that high ground. Vici just walks up, places a ward, and proceeds to take a 40-second team fight around that ward. They had a ward and a sentry down. Lelis had spiders. If he killed that ward, Quincy win the fight. The fight is actually just over in their favor. But Lelis just never killed the ward in the entire team fight. He walked past it. He sat on the hill. He did so much shit, and he never killed the ward. And I'm just like, Lelis, you have to, like, they're just fighting under God Vision, and they have better team fight than you. What are you doing? Like, it was so bad.
Now, guys, remember, Monkeys hasn't played a game of Dota in like a month, so he may or may not know what he's talking about. All right.
What? Disclaimer. It's Vision! Vision, like, never changes in Dota! That's the one consistency!
That's true. It's true. Yeah, it was. I actually did not notice that when I was watching the game, but I definitely remember them taking, like, a kill. They like ganked the enemy carry in their own jungle. Like, they were Radiant and Vici was Dire, and like the enemy carry was trying to farm on their own side of the map to dodge them. And while they ganked him, Layla's just died solo at the tier two mid. I don't know how.
I think I remember that. He was trying to poke and harass, and he literally just like overstepped by like half a second too long. He was
now, guys, take a recording out of context, because I think this is the one time I'll ever flame Layla's. I feel like that was the one time I was like, damn, if he was better at this hero, his team would have won. I don't say that. I don't think ever. So you guys can feel free to take this out of context, clip it and ship it. Send it over to Layla's and see what he says. So
I had so much confidence in him going into that game too, because like I had been talking to Lelis about Brood for like a month and a half leading up to the major. Like we actually were just talking about Brood like every time we talked to each other, and I was like, Lelis has to understand the hero by now, right? Like he has to just be a fucking maniac, right?
Dude, Brood's a hard hero. You've played it a lot.
He played really well. Like they were up 14k or whatever, like really, like by 20 minutes. It's just like, you know, when you play team fights as Brood, I feel like you have to take out really like drawn out fights, and like you have to find that like initial kill before like the fight really be like.
Well, she has like all the map advantage, right? Because you're so strong at taking over certain areas and stuff that like you have to get the map. You have to get like the, like you said, like you get a point where the opponent's separated because you are pressuring so much.
Because you literally have spiderlings in two lanes and your hero in a third lane. Yeah. And like, they're just like, all right, what do we deal with? Like, we got to deal with something here.
And then that's when one of them feeds and you take the fight. But Layla's, man. Okay, we're done flaming Layla's. No, so
it's not even flaming.
Stop flaming Layla's. Okay.
He played well. It's just he made a couple mistakes.
Yeah. It's tough. Quinn has been owning in my games. You know, we're talking about Quincy Crew. Quinn has been absolutely owning. I was playing PL. I had a really good game, and I'm like, damn, I've got a Storm mid against Quinn's Pango. Like, Storm is ranked 30 or something. Like, this game's going to own, because even though Pango's really good against PL, Storm's really good against Pango. And then Quinn proceeds to fucking solo kill the guy and, like, just shit on me, okay? And I was like... Fucking Quinn, man. Fucking yep. Quinn. What can you do, man?
I mean, my last game with Quinn, what was it? It was Storm versus Viper. We did a level 1 smoke, got him first blood. We got him 3 bounty runes, and he still got solo killed against Viper pre-level 6. And I'm like, Quinn, man. Quinn, I mean, he still carried the game, but Quinn. It was like a rank 160 fight. Like, Quinn, man, what are you doing?
That's lower ranked than me right now, Quinn. That's real fucking bad. You know, I had a moment of pretty shocking today, okay? So, you know, Moon Meander, he's the type of guy that I respect his skill a shit ton, but he's not the most constructive criticizer in a pub, all right? Like, he's just not. So... we just got done playing a pub, and I'm level 4 Monkey King. It's a really high-ranked pub, and we're playing against Doom Grimstroke. We're, like, fucking dumpstering the lane, and the Grim and Doom are both level 2, all right? And I'm like, I'm fucking strong as shit. And he's like, I'm pulling. I'm getting the lane back. Be careful. And I proceed to die to 2 level 2 heroes as a level 4 Monkey King. And he didn't say a word.
I saw that death.
Dude, he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word.
That's impressive coming from Moon.
I could not believe that Moon didn't take a quick dive off the deep end just a second there. Because that's honestly, those deaths are what's making me rank 120 right now, dude. I'm having like 1 or 2 really fucking dumb deaths a game, and I'm back to that bad habit, and I don't know how to break it, monkeys.
You just have to put in like that extra effort every game. Go into the game and be like, all right, no matter what, I'm not like, literally, you have like an iota of an idea of a way that you're gonna die, just be like, nope, don't do it, BSJ, just back up, sit under the tower. Like,
If only I had that discipline, monkeys. I could be as zen as you are. I could be as zen.
I mean, I'm definitely not zen in pubs. I literally run down lanes until I die, and I'm like, all right, let's do it again. I mean, if I'm really trying, like, to improve my map pressure and stuff, like I'll actively think about it and be like, all right, I'm not gonna die, I'm gonna like play properly, do this and this and this. But like for the most part, I hit level 4 and whatever hero I'm playing, Axe, Batrider, whatever, I start cutting waves until I drag 4 heroes into the enemy safe lane tier 3 tower, and I'm like, all right, you know, that was an acceptable death, time to TP back, play some Dota.
Monkeys is actually has been clinically diagnosed psychotic, guys. So if you're wondering, you know, the cackling and the, you know, describing his sick thoughts during these games, it's just who he is. Embrace it. So nothing you can do about it. But okay, so Sinead B is like really going after you, man. So just letting you know, if you want to hit her up in the DMs, confirmed grill. She's really going for you.
Confirmed grill. I do need a new grill.
Yeah.
You know, I need. Don't say need.
Don't say need. That sounds very, very clean, very clean. Chill out on the need. Just say like I could use a new grill. that sounds bad too. That sounds bad. I would appreciate. There you go.
I was going somewhere entirely different. I was literally referencing like a grill, like an actual.
Yeah,
grill.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Yes.
I can't handle you, VSJ.
You know, that's what I'm here for.
So did the move go well?
Yeah, we're getting all settled in. The place looks quite nice. The area is like up and coming LIC. It's like right off of Manhattan. We are a ferry ride away from Manhattan. I mean, we can take subway too, but the ferry ride's like right there. And oh, really? it's like a 3-minute ferry. It comes every like 10 minutes.
Oh,
and
dude, that's sick.
It's awesome. And like our view is just the East River and Manhattan, like right out the window right there. So
dude, that's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And you said you were going to visit, so I'm not going to be.
Whose fault is that? Who went to Niagara Falls? Who was moving? Who's literally ignored me last week for the podcast? It wasn't me, BSJ.
You didn't ignore yourself?
Who else could it have been?
You have to take care of yourself, monkeys. You can't ignore yourself like that.
How are you turning this on me? What?
She said she'd take you to Niagara Falls, monkeys. If that's the problem, she said she'd take you there. So
I have never been to Niagara Falls.
It was pretty cool, by the way. We didn't get to talk about it much, but so we weren't sure, like, I didn't do much research other than to make sure we had like the proper tours and everything booked and everything. So we went on the Maid of the Mist tour. The only reason I even recognized or knew what Maid of the Mist was Bruce Almighty. Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah, I did. I think that happened in The Office too, didn't it?
I'm not sure.
Did you ever watch The Office?
I did watch The Office, but I don't remember it from there. I remember it from Bruce Almighty, where he like interviews the old lady that's been managing the Maid of the Mist for like 70 years, and he's like really upset that he's getting put on these like reject news cases.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So she's saying that they did do it in The Office as well. So I believe you guys. I don't remember The Office that vividly, but I did watch it twice, so I don't really have an excuse. But okay,
it was Jim and Pam's wedding, was it?
Oh, the wedding scene. Yep, somebody else said it. Yeah. Okay, so we went on the tour, but when we got there, we had like a day to scout things out. So first off, we went to the casino because it was pouring outside and there was a casino nearby. So we're like, well, we can't do any of our outdoor activities, so we'll do our casino right now. And I played craps, monkeys, and I won. It's not a likely thing to happen, but I won. Okay, so I won some money the first day. I was like super pumped. And then we walked over to the falls and we saw the American Falls. So guys, there are the American Falls, the Bridal Veil Falls, and the Horseshoe Falls. So I haven't really looked at pictures. I didn't know what to expect. I saw the American Falls and I'm like, that's pretty cool. but like doesn't look like the epic fucking Niagara Falls that like I thought it would be. Okay, I'm like, that's still big falls. But so I see that, and we keep walking. We're like going through the Goat Island. Don't ask why it's called Goat Island. And we're walking around, and then we see Horseshoe Falls. Okay. And Horseshoe Falls is like seven times the size of American Falls.
Really?
And it's a legit horseshoe. Like, there's a reason why it's called Horseshoe Falls. It's like, it's literally like a half circle of a waterfall all just dumping into the frickin' bottom. And it's like, it's like 180 feet tall or something of just water dumping in. And that's where the boat takes you. You get to go into like the middle of the Horseshoe Falls. And it's just like, all, you know, you're not like directly in it, obviously, but you're really close. You're probably like 30, 40 feet away from this dumping waterfall. And you're just getting sprayed. It was freaking epic. But so I got to win some money. Okay. And then I got to go to the falls, which was dope. And then the next day, what happened was we went to the casino. Then we had a nice dinner. Then we walked around. Then the next day we did the tour. And then we had about after tour, lunch, outdoorsy stuff, dinner, we had a bit more time for the casino. And I got to play craps by myself. I'm like, oh, I get to let the winnings ride, baby. And for people who don't know, craps is the dice game. And it's the game where, honestly, you either win a shit ton or lose a shit ton, like, really fast. So you don't get to play for very long, okay? You don't get to play for very long. So I was like, I'm not used to getting to play craps for very long. So the first day I won, I played for a couple hours, which is like an insane amount of time for craps. I'm like throwing some dice and I'm winning. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm winning. And then the next day I'm by myself. So usually what happens is you have like 10 people at the table. You throw out one roll and they're all like, oh, we got to pay this person and pay this person and pay this person and like pick up everyone's bets and stuff. So it takes like 45 seconds to do a roll. You know, you roll, they pay everybody and you roll again. But when you're by yourself, it's just you. So they don't have to like think of anything. All they see is your money, whether or not you win or lost. And then like there's like no bets on the table in comparison. So I rolled like once every 8 seconds. Okay. Like 5 seconds. Like there, I'm literally just rolling and then rolling and then rolling and rolling.
Yeah.
And I was by myself for an hour. I don't think I've ever had that much of like an adrenaline rush because I'm literally rolling like six times a minute for an hour, and I won a little bit. I didn't like win a lot, but I won a little bit. Yeah. So the fact that I played for an hour and got to win a little bit, but I'm mostly like, holy shit, I'm chucking these dice every 8 seconds. I literally felt like I was in a, I mean, the only reason I played for so long is because I was like winning. So I think I have pretty good discipline there, but I just like, I've never experienced this before because usually it's pretty slow paced, but trust me, guys, I'm not a gambling addict. I actually know exactly all the odds and shit, and I expect to lose. But
BSJ is very smart when it comes to casinos.
Yeah, I'm very smart about it. And if I'm winning, I'm going to like enjoy myself. That's what it's all about. You don't go. I'm not telling you guys to go to craps. So the way I look at craps is simple. OK, guys, it's very simple. They take money away from the direct odds. So say the odds of winning are 6-5. They will pay you 7-6 because that is like slightly less than 6-5 monkeys. So what happens is you put $60 on. Yeah, that's how they take money from you. Like that's how they get the house edge monkeys. You know, shut up. So you're kidding. But so like if I put a, you know, if I put a $18 bet out there, I'm supposed to get paid like $22. Instead, I get paid $21. That's how they get you, man. So every time I win money, I'm thinking I just gave the casino a dollar. That's what I did right there. I gave them a dollar, but it's because I'm winning monkeys that I gave them a dollar. So it's just like, here's the tip, guys. Here's your 3%. Here's your 4% tip. And that's how I sleep at night. So no, but the trip was really fun because we got like a discount because we're thinking like, wow, you know, I'm not streaming this weekend, like the tour, you know, the hotel, it's all adding up. But then we get the discount. So that was now that the casino was the discount monkeys, if you're there not you following go. Me here. So yes, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a good trip. It's nice to get it. That done. We've been super busy. So Last story, and then, you know, I'm going to stop hogging the conversation. Have you heard of Beat the Bomb, dude? Have you heard of Beat the Bomb?
Beat the Bomb? No, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, so obviously you've done escape rooms, right?
Yeah.
So we did one, actually.
Yeah, we did
one. So I was told going into this that this was an escape room. I was like, okay. I'm literally plugging the shit out of Beat the Bomb for free. You know, they owe me something. I'm giving them the Instagram exposure, whatever. So what it is it's an escape room, kind of. What it is that you go in and they say you have four rooms that you have to walk through. And in each room, you're timed for 10 minutes. And you have to do like a puzzle slash like levels of stuff. Okay. And however many levels you clear in 10 minutes, you earn time. Okay. You earn time to defuse a bomb after. So there's like leaderboards and shit. They score it because like however much time you accrue, you score points. Okay. Yeah. So like,
is there like a max number of rooms that you can do, or
there's four rooms and there's no, you get 10 minutes. So like,
so you can do up to four rooms, but you can't do more. Like you can't get
there's only four rooms. There's only four rooms. You get 10 minutes in each room. And it's like however much time you can accrue in that. And you play
10 minutes in each room.
Yeah, 10 minutes total. No, 10 minutes in each room. So, you know, the whole thing takes about an hour because you do 10 minutes in each room. Then you do the bomb stage with however much time you got left, you get to use it. So it's four person and you're like doing these like coordinated games where like one of them were like going through lasers and like another one were, you know, doing like number puzzle things. And it was really cool. I don't want to spoil it, but either way, it was like the coolest thing I've ever done. I was like, in terms of like, it felt like an escape room, but I was competing with people. So it really
It almost sounds like a real life video game. Like,
dude, it was, I literally am like, this is the first step. Whoever came up with this, this shit's the first step. It was really fun. It was really fun. And we're going to do it again.
Like a lot of fun.
And it's something when you're ever going to come visit, it's something you and I should do because it would be.
Is it kind of like a widely, or is it like spreading around? Like, do they have multiple?
I have absolutely no, I know they have two locations. I know they have that. I don't know if they're outside of New York, but they have one, I believe, in Manhattan and one in Brooklyn, I think. So, I found out about it.
That's how it starts, though. You know, it starts with two places. They start doing well. They expand. And
yeah, what happened was Callie's like decent friends with Biryu. I don't want to say decent because I don't actually know how good of friends they are. But she's friends with Biryu, who, if you guys don't know, is like a really high MMR Dota player. But he kind of like has a real life, too. And then also so he was visiting, and then also MSS lives in the area. So we did it with Callie, me, Biryu, and MSS.
Oh, dude, that sounds like a sick group to do that with.
Yeah, it was really fun. So it was a good time.
I feel like that's the type of thing that like you need competitive people to do it with. Like if you do it with people who are just like don't give a shit, I feel like it would be less enjoyable. But you get four people who are like into it, like, dude, that would be so fun.
So what we're doing next weekend is we got like, I think, I don't know exactly who the group is, but I mean I've seen it, but I don't know exactly who it is. We're going again with eight people, and you can do like a similar thing where you're competing against each other in every room. They have like there's like two different story progressions, and then like one where you're competing. I don't know if the competing one's the same games. I don't actually know, but
I mean, you're gonna have an advantage now. You already know all the puzzles.
Yeah, we said if it is the same stories, because there were at least two stories, we're gonna do the other one so we don't have some crazy advantage.
Do you know if they like rotate the puzzles like monthly or something to like keep
I have absolutely no clue, but what I do know is they just recently, because you know COVID's like kind of loosening things up, even though it looks like everything's bound to go back down. They're doing like a leaderboard slash like pro league if you qualify for it. If you have like a good enough score. So we actually got 27th out of about 700 teams. We got 27. Damn. So it was a respectable score. So
yeah,
yeah, we, Yeah. Does
only your first attempt count towards the leaderboard?
I didn't ask these questions. I was thinking, I'm like, couldn't we just run this back and like we would have done?
Yeah, and like you literally know the puzzle and you just like insta do it every single time.
Yeah, because what it is, it's definitely not something that you can. So they're somewhat randomized games where like you couldn't memorize them.
I see.
Yeah, like it would be that like we had to spend maybe 30 seconds to a minute in every single room figuring out kind of like the quirks of the game, you know, because there's little like things you have to figure out about the game that you don't know if you've never played. So we would save ourselves probably 30 seconds to a minute of like how to optimally finish each level in the game because we were figuring that out. But so it wouldn't be probably a huge advantage. But if you were to just like spam this shit, you'd probably win. But it is money, so like it costs money to play the game. So I don't know. It's probably expensive if you were to do that.
That's enough of a deterrent to stop the spammers, the leaderboard cheaters.
Yeah, that's how they get you, the pay to win wall. So that's what I've been doing ever since the patch, you know, hasn't been coming out. But we've been busy.
Since the patch hasn't come out.
I keep seeing my chat talking about the patch and how they want the patch and how they're not even listening, guys. Anybody here listening?
I mean, why would anyone
What's
listen
up?
To
Pauly's
us?
What's up? Pauly's coming out to say something.
For Beat the Bomb now.
I said there's a pro league.
Yeah, and so for the qualifiers, it's from August 1st to August 31st.
Okay.
And right now, if you qualify and then you win, it's $1,000 or so prize.
Wow. Wait, so could we like replay it as many times as we want? So you could get like a refund.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Wait, what's the prize pool?
She said it's $1,000 prize pool. I don't know if that's for like the winners or like spread out amongst like first, second, third or what. So
I mean, I feel like just competing in that would be fun though. So
No, I mean, it'd be super hard. It'd be super fun to try hard, but
then I feel like you also run into like other people similar to you. Like then you can talk to them afterwards. After the competition, be like, meet new people.
How did you guys become such tryhards?
How many times did you guys have to repeat this to get on the leaderboards?
That's a better question. That's pretty good.
But
no, that's good shit.
Yeah, I don't even know what to talk about with Dota. Like, I don't know.
Dota's pretty just... snore right now. So I guess, we've hit like the 45 minute mark ish. So what we could do to like start heading towards is maybe talk about something Dota related, because chat's probably like dying at this point because they're literally on withdrawal from Dota. Because if my stream ever goes off of Dota, it's near, apocalypse level event.
Yeah, it's like what do they do with their lives? Like if they can't experience Dota through UBSJ, what could they possibly do to get their Dota fix?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm coming up blank.
I'm not saying anything for a reason. So, we talked about like the heroes we want to get nerfed, monkeys. But so you said at the start of the stream that you predicted the biggest patch of all time prior to TI.
Let's not put words in my mouth, especially if they're incorrect. You can put other things in my mouth, BSJ, but not
such words. As vegetables. Because you're a vegetarian.
Exactly. Because of great save, BSJ. Great save.
Yes.
You could put a banana in my mouth.
That's a... What's fucking wrong with you? That is appropriate. You are a monkey after all, so
I know.
That's literally forever. You are forever a monkey. Somebody in chat said they really like each other.
Very perceptive.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to, you know, tell people about what we hope for the patch, and here you are just talking about fruit in your mouth. That's just how it goes. That's exactly what he was talking about, guys. So, okay. You know what? We're going to stick to real life stuff, and we can title the podcast Everything That Isn't Dota, because the patch is Snore. That's going to be the name. So we ordered a trash can, monkeys, and we named it NA Pubs. No, I'm kidding. So we actually ordered...
Had to get one last zinger in before you left, eh?
Zing. So we ordered a trash can, and we, like, Amazon said it arrived July 24th, and we're like, no, it didn't. Where's our trash can? And
did
so they don't
picture.
We live in an apartment building, so with apartment buildings, right. They like deliver it to the front desk, and the front desk verifies it or whatever. So we like go down to the front desk and say, like, you know, where's the package? And we showed them the tracking number, and they said, yeah, you guys, like, we arrived, that package arrived, but it looks like it was given to the wrong people, you know, it was sent to the wrong apartment number. So We aren't allowed to know who it got sent to. Okay, like, we're not allowed to know because I guess, like, it breaches privacy or something.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's awkward. It makes no sense that we'd be allowed to, but then at the same time, it's like, how do you resolve it if you don't know who it is? So we had to go through, like, the middleman of the front desk to find out, like, how, you know, what happened. So they called us back after contacting the people that got our trash can, and the guy's excuse was, I knew my wife was looking into buying a trash can, so I just thought this was our trash can. And we're like, how much shit are you full of right now? Has it been at least a week since you haven't gone to the bathroom? Like, dude, BS, dude, BS. Okay, like, what kind of excuse? What kind of excuse is that? It's like, if you did not order a trash can, then you know it's not your trash can. Yeah. So then they're like, well,
oh, nice, the trash can.
So monkeys, or not monkeys, sorry, Collie. Collie's like upset about this, like very upset. I'm like, yeah, I'm upset too. I just like don't think it helps, and we're both really upset about it. So she's upset. So she tries to make them rectify the situation, and they're like, maybe we can have them give you the trash can back. And she's like, they've just been using our trash can for like a week, so I don't want to like get a week used trash can after they just like stole our trash can. You know, she's like trying to freaking send a message at this point, and I'm like, fair enough, like they literally stole our trash can. So, and it's a nice trash can. We paid like $100 for that trash can. Trash cans are freaking
expensive,
dude. They're expensive.
What?
If you don't want just like a basic plastic bin, those things are expensive. We just wanted one where you put your foot down and it lifts the lid of like a really nice big recycle bin trash can. So then she's like, no. So inevitably, the neighbors agreed to pay what the trash can was to us. Okay. So all I can say is, if you go on Amazon, unless you get like the most basic of trash cans, they're like $100. All right. $80 or something.
That's actually crazy.
It was like $80 to $100.
I've never looked at trash cans before. So
yeah, I didn't believe it. Collie was like, Brian, trash cans are so expensive. And I'm like, same response as you. And I go over there, and the cheapest ones are like $40, and they're like the most basic ass bitch, you know, trash cans.
I thought you were gonna say that that your neighbors, they said they were gonna pay for your trash can, and then they learned how expensive it was. Oh no, no fucking way, I'm not paying.
Dude, they're straight up like $300 trash cans on there, like. Like, how do you... Oh, my God.
Literally something to put your garbage into.
To be fair, it is like, you know, Collie wants the place to be very aesthetically pleasing. She could have been an interior designer in a past life, for sure.
I mean, dude, I believe that both of your places have looked sick. Just from,
yeah,
like, the
this
the
is like 90% Collie, you know, back behind me here.
I believe it. So, I would maybe even say 95%. No,
yeah, 95%. So what you do need to see is the SpongeBob painting way back on the wall. Can you see it? It's back there. SpongeBob, see him?
Yes, I do see him.
That's me. That's all me right there.
Good. Good job, BSJ. I'm proud of you. Really, really making the space your own.
Thank you.
Before you leave for Europe.
There's also one in our bedroom. Also one in our bedroom. So.
Is it also a SpongeBob painting?
Of course. I mean, where else? What else would it be? So you got in the kitchen, you got the SpongeBob, you know, rainbow. And then in the bedroom, you got SpongeBob and Patrick jellyfishing. So,
all right, I can get behind it.
It's
solid decoration choices, VSA.
Thank you. Nah, so Callie, like, she just comes up with creative solutions to literally everything. So, also me, you know, these are the things I did. Just assume everything else was Callie. So, the things I did. So, see those things up on the ceiling there? Those, they're not the ceiling, but the top of the shelves there?
Yeah.
So, I got to go up on the shelf and clean it. Okay, so I got to climb up on the counter and, like, wipe the shit. Because I swear the top of those cabinets have not been wiped in, like, 4 years. So, I go up there. And I wipe it down.
Do that before they change ownership.
They cleaned a lot of the place, but they didn't clean some. We were upset with a few things, but so we I got to climb up there, and then we got to put our dry fryer or air fryer, and then our George Foreman grill or whatever you call it. I use them, but I don't know what they're called. So. Yeah, so yeah, that's what's up there. But yeah, I'm just trying to take note of the things I did, Muggies.
I mean, that's at least two things.
That is way more than, you know, probably Chad gives me credit for. But like, where does Callie come up with this shit, man? She just has house plants. She has, dude, she shopped for this wine glass rack. Look at that. Look at that wine glass rack.
Dude, everything looks like. How long has it been that you've been there now?
In this apartment, it's been like 3 weeks. But a lot of this stuff is like carrying over from the other place that we were here, that we were there for like a year.
Yeah.
I actually, it's in construction right now, but you can see it. There's a few things on it, but I don't know if you've ever seen this, Monkeys, but it was assembled at the other place, but we're gonna get it reassembled with like some add-ons in a sec. But this is our table. Whoops.
Weird.
Okay, I'll take the stuff off. It's really hard to tell. 1 second.
I'm sorry, I can't entirely tell. What were we looking at, Chad?
So it's on a beanbag chair, if you're wondering like what the hell's going on there. But it's a table. It's a Dota table.
Oh. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's got like the dire volcano with the Dota symbol, and then the other side's got the radiant thing with the Dota symbol. And then it's got
that's sick.
Very Aegis. Yeah, sorry, I wasn't looking at it. I was just trying to describe it based on my
looking at it.
I said it's epoxy, didn't I? Yeah, it's an epoxy table.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah. So that was our like most expensive, you know, centerpiece custom ordered of the place. All the other stuff, Polly's like the most genius shopper because she got it all through like, you know, online like Craigslist sales and stuff like that. So
Callie's resourceful as hell. That's what I've learned from this podcast.
Yeah, she definitely.
not to take anything away from you, but Callie deserves some hype right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Now Callie's really knows her shit when it comes to this kind of stuff. She's got like the curse. We were talking about this earlier because it's a blessing and a curse, her attention to detail. So we have the trash cans that we step on now. It's like the step in up lids. And when she steps on it, she steps on it really hard. So when she steps on it, it like opens up and hits the counter. All right. So she had little roll things like kitchen roll decorations that she would put at the bottom of our drawers that you can like, you know, they're like the stuff that helps things grip better and it protects the drawers from like getting cut and stuff. And she put them all like perfectly sized into our drawers. And she's like, wait a minute, I could probably cut some of those, glue it to the top of the trash can lid so that when it bumps up, it's like less loud and like, you know, harsh on the. So now we just have a nice little. I'm just like, dude, like she just did that today.
Yeah, you have a silent proof or a noise proof trash can now.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it. It's quite a marvel. But the best part about New York is when you move to a new area is there's just like 30 restaurants within two blocks of you that you've never been to before. And
sounds nice.
Yeah, we actually had some Thai food today. I had yellow curry, and it was different than any other Thai yellow curry I've ever had.
Oh, really?
Have you ever had yellow curry? Thai yellow curry.
Is there meat in it?
Yes, but you don't have
well,
to.
Then,
you
know. Okay. To. Well, I don't. I mean, I've had Thai food a lot. I don't know if I've specifically had yellow curry before.
Yellow curry is just the bomb.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love curry. Like I make tofu curry like all the time, like stir fry curry or whatever. Like with broccoli.
Yeah, you'd definitely be able to get some
tofu.
Vegan yellow curry if you were to. Try, but so
it was calling me vegan.
Like how I had to pause to think about what I was calling you there.
You literally paused to call me the incorrect word. Like you took the extra time to make sure that you called me the wrong thing. You're so damn difficult.
That means I care, you know. By the way, Collie and I are actually going to go to the local rock climbing gym this weekend. So,
oh, really?
It's going to be my first time climbing really since I saw you. I mean, I think I did it a bit in Arizona, but it was like,
yeah, you told me you tried it a couple of times.
Yeah, it was like a month or two after I saw you in Brooklyn that I did it in Arizona. But it's since then. I still have my rock climbing shoes though, so I did bring
there
those. And we're gonna try to go rock climbing. Yeah, so it's going to be valuable,
dude. Rock gyms in New York are actually so amazing. Like after Brooklyn, I came back here to my rock gyms, and like they're literally a quarter of the size of Brooklyn Boulders where we were going. And well, I'm just like, I miss having that many options.
Well, all I'm saying, monkeys, is if you want to make it a thing, how long does it take you to get here?
Probably by train, I would probably say like an hour and a half, 2 hours or so.
Then we should make a day thing where you come here for an hour and a half, like you're not an hour and a half, but you do the hour and a half in the morning.
Literally only an hour and a half. Show up and then get the fuck out.
You just, you know, if you want to like, if you want to come over like next Thursday or Friday, you know, it has to be during the week.
Right.
Tuesday or Thursday is best because Collie's out working, so she doesn't have to deal with our obnoxiousness for like the first, you know, like 8 hours that you're here.
Probably a good idea.
So yeah,
no one can handle me in extended visits. You know,
like, yes, exactly.
It has to be very small increments. So.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. You know, I'm throwing it out there. The ball's in your court. Next week, all
balls
right?
In my court. All right,
balls in your court.
I'll actually look at like the train schedule and stuff. Then
okay, Tuesday or Thursday is best, monkeys. You got 2 weeks, okay? You got either next Tuesday, Thursday, or the next Tuesday, Thursday. All right,
next Tuesday. Okay, and honestly, who from now might wait? What time is it? 2 a.m. All right. I mean, none of you know me personally, so I'm sure this will be fine. There's no way my dad's watching, because my mom and I were throwing a surprise birthday party for my dad. And
oh, spoilers. Yeah,
so he's turning 60 years old, and we.
Wow, that's a big one. That's a big one.
My family really does not do like much for birthdays, like at all. We literally like. It's someone's birthday. We text them happy birthday. We don't even like really get together for birthdays or anything. Like we're very like nonchalant about birthdays. But you know, my dad's turning 60, and we've called all of his. Well, I say we. It's mostly been my mom, because I have no idea who my dad has known over the years. But she's called like all of his like college swimming buddies and like. Old roommates and just college friends, and she got the band that played at their wedding to to come and like play the Grateful
Dead
for
him,
because my dad's like a super deadhead. Like he loves the Grateful
Dead. Wow. That's dope. That's exciting.
So going to be doing that in a week and a half, but that's why I'm saying probably after that weekend would probably be better for me to come up and visit. Cause I'm kind of busy with house maintenance and.
Like the story, monkeys. I believe you. It's whatever.
I'm literally trying to plan things with you, and you're giving me shit.
So, guys, that's it for our patch wish list and everything we hope for the upcoming exciting Dota.
We talked exclusively about Dota in this podcast. You know, I hope you guys learned a bit.
Indeed. It was a very knowledgeable, educational Dota patch analysis because Monkeys has just been playing so much Dota that he wanted to make sure he talked about everything he's learned in the recent past. So Monkeys, it has been over an hour. You're just you've just been dragging on the conversation. Do you have any final words for the fans at home?
I don't look forward to getting slapped by BSJ when I see him.
I do owe him a slap. And it will be recorded for Instagram if that's allowed. I don't know if that's actually allowed. So either way, guys, that's going to be it today, Monkeys. Keep, make sure you check your next Tuesday, Thursdays and stuff and get back to me. Yep. Thanks for watching, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you do care about supporting it, you can check it out on the same Patreon that you find my coaching, Patreon. For now, we're not exactly doing fan submitted content, but if enough of you sign up or if you guys, make a thing out of it, then we will. So just go ahead and support it if you wish. No pressure there, guys. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye. We're brought to you by Prediction. I have to make sure I say that. Oh. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a good one.
It'll be up on my second YouTube. Oh, my God. I'm so bad at selling out. See ya, monkeys.
Bye.